Last week we laid a little groundwork, and we called last week's message Mrs. Solomon. Mrs. Solomon. Her name appears in the Hebrew as Shulamith. And don't lose me because of all this fancy mess, because I'm going to get off of it real quick here. All right? But that name Shulamith or Shulamite, she speaks of herself that way, is actually the feminine of Solomon. So she called herself Mrs. what? Solomon. She saw him fitting with her and her fitting with him. They were soulmates. And they were together like those two little orange fish right there in the middle. You see them? They're together. And she felt that way. And because she felt that way, she could trust him. You know, she got to know him. And one of the things that really helped her with trust, we established it last week, she says something early in the book. She says, your name, she said, you're sweet, your ointments are sweet, your fragrance is sweet, you smell good. But then she says this, especially your what? Name. Kevin, can you turn me down just a bit, buddy? Just a bit. Thank you. Especially your name. She loved his name. She said she loved his name because she said, even the virgins respect you. The young respect you. And then it says, the old, the wise respect you. And so she had a respect for who he was. She was looking forward to becoming Mrs. Solomon. And because she had respect for him, there was trust. There was trust. And when there's trust in a relationship, it's incredible. But there has to be respect. Did y'all listen to me? Did I lose you? Are you like, oh my God, he's going to talk about this, I'm going to go crazy. Are you all right? Well, yeah, come on. You think this is easy? Come on, hang in here. Get you up here, let you talk about it. Here we go. Let's go with the message today. Let's roll, Rog. Long message. Get ready. Buckle up. Are y'all ready? Y'all ready? Here we go. We're going to learn how to communicate based on a book that was written about 3,000 years ago. It's poetry. Let's try our best. I've entitled the message today, and we got to fly, The Language of what? Love. The Language of Love. Let's move it, baby. We're flying. Love must be... Y'all are killing me. Help me here. Love must be... And I thought this would be a very interesting message, you know, the week after my honeymoon. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. Come on. Love must be what? Communicated. Love takes time and can wait. I want you to get this early. Lust can't wait. Now, love takes time and it can wait. But lust can't wait. It wants everything when? Right now. Y'all right? Yeah, he's with me. It's the truth. Is that the truth or what? Want it right now. Come on, help me now. Y'all scaring me. But love takes time, guys. And love needs to be what? Communicated. Love needs to be communicated. Lust doesn't take a lot of time. It takes a lot of communication to do it. But if you want love in your relationship, it's going to take some time. Now, this book, The Song of Solomon, has a lot of talking in it. It's got a lot of what in it? Talking. When you look at this book, now remember, this book couldn't be read by Jewish men until they were how old? 30 years old. Okay? Because it does have some of that graphic stuff in it. That's next week. Yeah, we're going to get into it next. It's in the Bible. You can't get mad at me. It's in the Bible. We're going to talk about it next week. But anyway, but it has a lot of talking in it. There's a lot more talking in this book than the graphic stuff. But it is graphic stuff. Keep looking. Especially the talking between Solomon and his bride, Shulamith. Just say that with me. Shulamith. I know it's weird, but one more time. Shulamith. Okay? So there's a lot of talking that takes place. Talking needs to happen before what? Oh, really? One more time. Talking needs to happen before what? Let me put my hands all over you. Whoa, hold on. Hold on. Can we just talk about it? Y'all listen to me. So talking needs to happen before what? We're learning about the language of love today. Verbal communication comes before what? Physical contact. Do you see why we're already struggling, guys? Okay, here we go. Keep going. The language of love. The language of love is what we're talking about. Now, we're going to get into the book now. Are y'all ready? Y'all primed. Fellas, are y'all ready to learn from this man? Say. I mean, he wrote over 1,000 love songs. This is his greatest hit, man. And ladies, are you ready to learn from this darkly tan, beautiful woman? Say, let's see what we can learn. Solomon speaks. At least I think so. I mean, there's all kinds of talking back and forth. We've done our best here. I've compared thee, O my love, to a company of horses in Pharaoh's chariots. So what did he say to his love? You remind me of Pharaoh's horses. Whew. Believe it or not, it really was a great compliment, because the Arabian mare was chosen for her great what? All right, but guess what? I still wouldn't use that line, guys. I just wouldn't do it. I would not do that. Anyway, but see, he's talking to her. But in her day, wow, he's talking to her about her beauty. Did you hear him or not? Oh, yeah, you couldn't mistake it. Uh-oh, thy cheeks. Now, they talk about all kinds of cheeks in this book, but we're going to get that next week, all right? Hang on, I'm just telling you. Thy cheeks are comely. That word comely means beautiful. With rows of jewels, thy neck with chains of gold. We will make thee borders of gold with studs of silver. Wow. Listen, we're learning something in this communication thing. By the way, pop it up. Jewelry, ladies, say it with me. Jewelry is a... Did you hear the man say, ladies? Did you hear the man say? Did y'all just hear the man? Yes or not? No. You were listening, weren't you? We're going to do this. We're going to buy you some jewelry. We're going to put it on your neck. Were y'all listening to him? Fellas, did you hear what the lady just said? They heard it, baby. They heard it. By the way, jewelry's a good thing. So he's talking to her. Keep looking. Now, this is the scene before they're what? Are they married yet? Because talking comes before what? Communication comes before physical what? Absolutely. Here we go. Now, listen to how she talks to him. Have I bored you to tears yet? You all right? Say. If somebody's sleeping, slap them. Just slap them. Here we go. Listen to how she talks to him. While the king sits at his table, my spikenard sends forth the smell thereof. A bundle of myrrh is my well-beloved unto me. He shall lie all night betwixt my breast. You okay? My beloved is unto me as a cluster of camphor in the vineyards of En-Gedi. How many would have put the book down already by now? We don't lay the book right over here. Least read book in the Bible, Song of Solomon. Because of things like, what did that mean? I actually looked it up for you people. She is saying to Solomon, you'll be in my heart all night. Okay? The bundle of myrrh, or what? Perfume. Say perfume with me. Perfume will remind me of you. Okay? When? All night. Is this before the wedding? Mm-hmm. Is she thinking about it before the wedding? Mm-hmm. All right, come on. By the way, uh-oh, say it with me. Perfume is a what? Ladies, am I right on this? Come on. Perfume is a what? And guys, cologne's a good thing too. All right? Stuff that smells good. Now, if it stinks, it's no good. You understand that? I can't help you. Here we go. Come on. Now, she speaks of Solomon, this passage we just read, as her what? En-Gedi. En-Gedi? Sounds like spaghetti. What is it? Come on. En-Gedi? Well, En-Gedi, unfortunately, I have been there. I've been there many times. It's the fountain of the wild goat is what the name means. But let's talk about it. You go to the Dead Sea. It's nothing but desert. Nothing but desert. I mean, you ain't never seen desert like you've seen this desert. No, nothing. No growth, nothing. Mountains, cliffs, nothing but Dead Sea. And Dead Sea, it doesn't flow out. It ends right there, and it's all salt. So it's salt, it's dead, it's hot. Desert. But as you approach the Dead Sea, you'll see these palm trees. It's incredible. They stick out like crazy. This whole area is desert, and it's area of palm trees. That's called En-Gedi. It's called the city of palm trees. How many knows what Fort Myers is called? It's called the city of what? Palms. See, there you go. From En-Gedi. It was situated about 30 miles southeast of Jerusalem on the edge of the wilderness and on the west shore of the Dead Sea. Keep looking. It's full of rocks and caves, but there's this beautiful, incredible fountain right in the desert flowing out of the mountain. And that feeds that town, that little area called the City of Palms or En-Gedi. The source of the fountain from which it derives its name is on the mountainside at about 600 feet above the Dead Sea. It's incredible to see it. It was an oasis where? Somebody tell me, in the what? It was an oasis where? In the what? And she called him her En-Gedi. Don't leave the building. Why are people leaving? Come on. Here we go. She was saying to Solomon with her words, say it with me, you refresh me. I am more than satisfied with you. Did you hear me? That's what she's saying to him. I am more than satisfied with you. She's communicating that she is satisfied with him. You're exciting to me. You're a welcome sight to me. Just like when you're in the desert and you see those palm trees a long way off and the water out of that mountain, you're just like, wow! That's what she's saying to him. Did you hear me? You see how this needs to be communicated? Not just taken for granted. These kinds of things need to be said. This is part of the language of what? All right, keep going. Are we learning anything so far? I think we're doing pretty good. Solomon responds. And by the way, ladies, you talk like that, expect a response. And fellas, you started out like that, expect a response. Communication, two-way here, guys, ladies. Solomon responds. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast, say it with me, dove eyes. I mean, like, this was like written in the 50s, wasn't it? No, it was written a long time before that. But anyway, you got dove eyes. What's that mean? You have eyes like a dove. Keep looking. The dove was a symbol of what? She knew it. She said, I'm satisfied with you. You refresh me. And he looks at her and he says, you have eyes like a dove. And that speaks of purity. Reminds me of when Jesus was baptized. He came out of the water. The heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a what? Dove or holy or pure. You understand? Keep looking. Solomon looked into her eyes and could see, you only have eyes for me. Now, it's great to communicate, I only have eyes for you, like the song says. But it's great to look in someone's eyes and to see they only have eyes for you. You see how that communication takes place? Y'all listening or not? Okay? That's what he's saying to her. He's communicating. Well, she responds, man, they're getting an all-out chat now, ain't they? Say, stuff's going somewhere. Next week. Here we go. Behold, thou art fair, my beloved. She responds, yea, pleasant also, our bed is green. The beams of our house are cedar, and our rafters are made of fir wood. She's responding back to him. But I know it's different. It's 3,000 years ago. But what's she saying? She said, first of all, you're handsome and pleasant. When she's speaking this language, when you look at the language, it means you're kind and you're also well-mannered. Okay? But he's handsome. Looks and what? Say it with me. Looks and what? One more time. Looks and what? One more time. Looks and what? Both matter. I said it last week. If you think you all that, and you look like you all that, but you ain't all that, guess what? You ain't all that. You hear me or not? Okay? Yes, being attracted is incredible. But attraction and behavior both matter. It needs to be communicated. The outside and inside are both what to a relationship? They're both what? Vital! Vital! Or can you see why I'm preaching this to myself? Say, you think this is good for me? Right now. Yeah, y'all looking at me like, yeah, he needs to be listening to himself. Look at it. Even Kim's pointing at me. No, she's not. She's not. Here we go. Listen. that attraction, but also that good behavior that's normal and necessary if there's going to be good communication in the language of love. Understand? So we're seeing that and feeling that. By the way, wait a minute. Jewelry's a good thing. Perfume's a good thing. Pop that up right there. Say it with me. Attraction is a what? A good thing. Yeah. Listen. You need to be attracted to that person. That person needs to be attracted to you. It's part of it. It needs to happen. Okay? What about so-and-so thinks such-and-so? It doesn't really matter, does it say? No. It's what you think. What each of you think. Okay? She also says this. Interesting. She mentions some beams. She mentions some fir wood. She was saying, I feel at home here. Now, he took her back to the palace. Was she from the palace, yes or no? She was from a what? Farm where? Out in the country. Was she poor as dirt, yes or no? Sure she was. Absolutely. But he brings her to the palace, and she says, I feel at home here. How many would feel at home, honestly? Well, I'd like to go to the palace, but a lot, be honest with you, that would be very uncomfortable for most people, wouldn't it? Growing up in the country, going to the big palace. Are y'all going to sleep on me or not? Don't go to sleep on me. Here we go. She says, I feel at home here. Put the word back up. It's very important. Say that word with me in blue. One more time. Why is there language in love? Why is this so important? So that you can be what? One more time. Comfortable. Comfortable. One of the first things that really hit me like a ton of bricks with Kim was when she said, you make me feel so comfortable. I was like, uh-oh, I saw that in the book. I saw that in the Song of Solomon. I'm on to something here. Very important, very important, very important that you feel comfortable. Listen, now love can wait, lust can't. And talking comes before what? Touching. And there needs to be somebody feeling what? Comfortable. Are you hearing? And this is God's Word. This is in the Bible. God created us. He's trying to help us here. Come on. Undoubtedly, the cedar and fir wood that she mentioned was something that she liked. She mentions it. She must have liked it. Why? It probably reminded her of her home, where she came from. And I don't doubt Solomon knew that. He prepared it just like that. So, because he knew it'd be hard on that tan country girl with those mean brothers coming back to the palace. He made her, you know, it's not about the material things per se, but it's about his effort to make her feel what? Comfortable. Are we learning something or not, church? It's the word. By the way, we learned something else. Feeling comfortable is a what? So I've learned jewelry and perfume, and I've learned whatever that last one I learned, I forgot already. What was? Attraction, yeah. And then feeling comfortable is a good thing. Keep going. Y'all ready to quit or you like to learn a little more? This is God's Word. Come on, good, I like that. More, come on, more. The language of love is vital to building a strong relationship. And that's what we're talking about here is a relationship, okay? Communication is the key in our emotional development with one another. Communication, okay, is key to everything. Now, the bride speaks. Again, interesting. She says, I'm the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. Well, she conceited, ain't she? As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. Actually, watch it. She wasn't conceited at all. When you go to the Holy Land, Israel, the lily of the valley, she's just saying, I'm just another country girl. I'm just another girl from the country is all she's saying. She wasn't boasting at all. The rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, are the most common and ordinary flowers that grew in the wild. Okay? She was cool with who she was. Okay? She was comfortable, I think, in her own skin. You know? And that's the way she's speaking to him about who she is. Now, he knew this, and he responds. Look at it. You're a lily among what? she's talking about herself a little bit. Boy, he go ahead and elevates her. Oh, yeah, that I know you might think you're just country and average out there, but to me, you're what? Say it with me. You're a what? Oh, Lily, and everything else I see out there is what? Thorns. Do you see what he did, guys? Yes or no? Well, he took that thing and went with it, didn't he? Yes, sir. Good stuff. Keep looking. Our words matter. Say that with me. Our words matter. One more time. Our words matter. And with that little statement, I'm just a country girl. I'm just average. I'm just, you know, she's comfortable with who she is, but you know, she's just who she is. But with that little statement he made her feel, pop it up. Say it with me. Very what? Is this where everybody's going to sleep on me? Okay, Roger, you're nodding your head like you're going to sleep. What are you doing? He made her feel very special. By the way, encouraging words are a what? Good thing in relationship. Amen. Did you know fussing and fighting, you know that's really not communicating. Did y'all know that, yes or no? Say. You know? And I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I know it's probably not always going to be this way. I mean, we're just normal people, but I've enjoyed my relationship so much with Kim and the getting to know her and the dating and all that stuff, you know. And now, you know, married, but in the real young, what, 6.5 days or almost 7 days so far. But the thing that I've enjoyed is that we haven't fussed. Haven't fought. Haven't ticked one another off. I don't want to spend the rest of my life with somebody that's going to just be ticked off at me and I'm ticked off at them all the time. I don't want to live my life like that. Are y'all listening? This is Gary preaching. This is outside the Bible. I just went, this is Gary over here now. You hear me or not? Come on! This is why this is in here, so we can learn to communicate. Fussing at one another, getting upset with one another, brooding, face-making, whatever. Did you know that's not communicating, guys? That's not the language of love, is it? Say, no. No, 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 no. Now, she's speaking still. As the apple tree among the trees of the woods, so is my beloved among the sons of men. I sat down under his shadow with great what? Delight. And his fruit was what? Yummy. To my taste. What is this talking about? She's saying to him, you're my apple tree. That sounds all right if you like apples, I guess. No, what does this mean? She's saying you provide shade from the sun. Was she used to being in the sun? Somebody tell me. Was she used to being out in that field? Hot. She said, I'm black, I'm black. She was so dark from working that field. She said, I bet she more than anybody loved what kind of tree? A shade tree. And she said to him, you couldn't have said something better to this man than to say to him, you provide shade for me from the sun, and you provide sweet fruit for my hunger. What is she saying? This is incredible. What was she saying to him? Say it with me. You are everything I need. That needs to be communicated. Y'all listening to me or not? Never satisfied, always wanting something else. What is up with that? Needs to be communicated. You're my everything. Okay? I feel what she was saying. I feel what? Say it with me. I feel what? One more time. I feel what? And I feel satisfied. A woman needs security. And a man needs to hear he's doing a good job of providing it. You listening to me, ladies? Yes, you need security. But that man needs to hear that he's doing a good job of providing it. He needs to hear that. It's incredible when that comes back. The Bible says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his wife as him what? Self. But, wait a minute, and the wife see that she what? Reverence or respect her husband and appreciate what is being done. And that needs to be communicated. Is that clear? Yes or no? Keep looking. So encouraging words are what? Good thing, man. The language of love. It's dark in here. I feel like every one of you are asleep. Are you all right? We're not done with the message. Don't think we're done yet. Come on. He brought me to the banqueting house. She's speaking. His banner over me is what? Love. What does that mean when you're reading through? How many had an English teacher when you had English? Remember years ago they'd have you read poems and sonnets and everything. They'd get up telling you what it was meaning. And you're like, you just couldn't wait to get out of the class. Say, all right, I know. That's how some of you are feeling. But the good thing is this is God's Word. You understand? This is God's Word, so if we dig a little, we might can learn something. What does this His banner over me mean? What's His banner mean? What, you putting a sticker on me or something? What's up with it? You said, what is this? His banner over me is love. She felt like she what? Belonged. She felt like she belonged. What do I mean? How did I learn that? In the Old Testament, a banner was a sign that people went to war under. To battle under. It identified them as who they were. Who they're fighting for. You understand? Solomon showed his love openly for his bride. She knew that he was, that she belonged to him and he belonged to her. Do you understand that? Yes or no? That's what she was saying. Your banner over me is love. When she moved through the crowd, people knew she belonged to who? Solomon. That's Solomon's bride. She loved that. Keep looking. She was proud of him. And he was proud of her. And they were not ashamed, say it with me, to show it publicly. Can we say publicly loud? To show it publicly. I don't know if somewhere in our brain we become warped or something, that affection is just for the bedroom. You know, you hear people, you're getting all affectionate with each other. It's like, get a room. You see what I'm saying? We will. But now we're using the yard. It's okay. Did you hear me? It's okay to show affection publicly. Matter of fact, it's good. It's right. It's the way you communicate. Amen. Say. All righty. Oh, my goodness. Stay with me with flagons. What the heck? I'm from North Carolina, man. Comfort me with apples, for I am what? Sick of love. I had to look up that too. What are you saying? His left hand is under my head. His right hand embraces me. She was love sick. You think that's a good thing? Woo, yes. She communicated her desire to give herself to her husband. Did this happen right off the get-go? Or have there been some talking going on in this book? Some communicating has been going on. Some things have been done. This ain't just some talking. Some actions have taken place. And she is really now at the place to give herself to who? To him. She felt special. She felt what? And she felt like she belonged. Let's say that together. She felt like she what? I call it this. Having your ducks in a row. Fellas, you need to have your ducks in a row. You listening to me? Listen. She had her ducks in a row, and now she was filled with what? Anticipation of giving herself what? Completely to her husband. Because it had been what? Communicated. Did y'all see that or not? Have y'all heard that? And I'm not going to ask for a response out of you, please. But I know that many of you are sitting here and you wish you had what she has. And you're sitting here and you're wishing you had what he had. This is God's Word. Jesus Christ said, I'm come to give you life and to give you a life to the full. That makes me believe I can have it. I can have it. But don't think it's just going to be a waving of a wand. It's going to take effort, work, communication, on both sides. Is that understood? She was excited about her what? Wedding night. Love can wait. Lust what? Can't. Okay? I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that you stir not up nor awake my love till he please. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that you stir not up nor awake my love till he please. Same verse, different location in the book. Don't stir up or awaken love before it's what? Time. What does this mean? Plain English. It's good to have the feeling that one is special before the feeling that one is sexual. Love can wait. Lust can't. My quote. Uh-oh, I'm sorry. Waiting is a good thing, my quote. But it ain't easy. I tell you what. Being a pastor of Fellowship Church, having someone that loves me and that I love, setting a wedding date, and waiting to have sex, is very difficult. Y'all listen to me or not? Say, I'm just talking plain English because it's in the Bible. Wow, I could not wait the last week. You know what I mean? Woo! Yeah, can we just have some applause or give me a break? Kim is slumping. She's tall, so you can still see her, but she is like, here we go. Are y'all ready to go home yet? We're not done, though. Come on. You're nodding your head like you're ready to go home. Slap that boy right there. He's your son. Thank you. That's terrible. I don't blame you, son. I'd have been out here a long time ago. Here we go. Listen to the language of love. Listen to some stuff. The voice of my beloved, behold, he comes leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a roe, a young hart, or deer. Behold, he stands behind our wall. He looks forth at the window, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of birds has come. The voice of the turtle is heard in our land, the turtle dove. The fig tree puts forth her green figs. The vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Can you feel anticipation here? Oh, my love, thou art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. Let me see your countenance. You know what she's really saying. But anyway, let me see your countenance. Let me hear your voice, for sweet is thy voice. Countenance is beautiful. Y'all hearing the language or not? I tried my best. She then has two dreams. We're going to look at them real quick. They're not long. Has a daydream. You ever had a daydream? Say, just daydreaming. I'm just daydreaming. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines. For our vines have tender grapes. My beloved is mine. I am his. He feeds among the lilies. Until the day break and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bether. Craziness. Okay? Look at the emphasis on the language of love, the daydream. There are two vines with tender grapes. They agree to catch the little foxes. We might have left those verses, but anyway, you read that. There's some foxes and they're going to steal the grapes. Here's what she's saying in her little dream. They agree to catch anything that could destroy their what? Their love. They talk like that. We're not going to let anything come between us. We're going to work at not letting anything destroy what we have. Instead of just thinking about that, guys, y'all need to communicate like that. Y'all listening or not? Then she has a nightmare, a daydream and a nightmare. By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loves. I sought him, but I couldn't find him. I'll rise and I'll go about the city in the streets and in the broadways. I'll seek him whom my soul loves. I sought him, but I couldn't find him. The watchman that goes about the city found me to whom I said, did you see him whom my soul loves? It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loves. I held him, and I would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house. What? This is a dream, by the way. And into the chamber of her that conceived me. What is all that about? Got to finish here. I'm trying. That little nightmare, she couldn't find him. She was feeling what? Insecure. Insecurity can what? One more time. Insecurity can what? Destroy a relationship. Being hurt and disappointed makes it hard to what? That's why, ladies, guys, listen. You're unfaithful. One thing I can't stand somebody saying, don't come up to me and say it. When somebody cheats on their wife or cheats on their husband, you say, well, everybody makes mistakes. Don't ever say that to me at this church. Don't ever say that to me. Y'all listen to me or not? It is not a mistake to go have sex with somebody else. It's a sin. It's outright wrong. And you're destroying somebody else's life. You hear me today? Yeah, well, I can't understand why you didn't get over. Well, I can't understand why you did it. You hear me or not? I know that's hard preaching, but somebody's got to tell you. You listening or not? You okay? All right. Insecurity can destroy a relationship. It's our job, each of our jobs, our responsibilities, our obligation, our delight, our happiness should be to make that other person feel secure. Is there anything wrong with that, guys? Ladies, talk to me. Okay? Being hurt and disappointed makes it hard to trust. This fear keeps us from expressing what? Deep, secure love. This is what the book's teaching. But you know what else is teaching? Life's taught me this. Keep looking. But hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's love can do what to our fears? God's love can cast out our fears. Okay? You are not hopeless. Your relationship is not hopeless. You're not hopeless because somebody in your past hurt you deeply. You are not hopeless. Are you hearing me today? You need to hear that. And you're hopeless if you think it's all about you or you can fix you. Listen, God's love can cast out our fears. When you experience the love of God. Okay, I know that sounds a little spooky, but I'm telling you something. It's real. The Bible says there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out what? Because fear has torment. It does. It'll kill you. He that fears is not made perfect in love or complete. We love Him. Because He what? Oh. And that love in a relationship with God can absolutely transform your relationship with someone else. Are y'all hearing me? Did I lose you a little bit? I didn't want to. Now I'm done, ain't I, Raj? We're about done with the message. Long message today. When Jesus sees you, He sees you as a what? Among thorns. Isn't that great? That's who you are to Jesus. You're not common. You're not just the every old little flyer out there in the field. Jesus sees you as a lily among thorns. Jesus Christ gave His life for you on the cross. He loves you that much. Switching gears just a little bit because we're finishing the message. You're special to Jesus Christ. Look at Romans. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man would some even dare to die. One of my favorite verses in the Bible. Say it with me. But God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet, Christ died for us. So you're what to God? You're what to Jesus? You're what? Special to Him. You got to think that. Jesus says, He communicates it to you. I love you. I love you. Jesus says, I want you to belong to me. I want you to belong. That's another message that's happening inside of this book. This is a real book about real love. But this book is also giving us a message from God that says, listen, listen to me. Listen the way I'm trying to communicate. Listen, I gave my Son for you. Would you listen to me? I love you. I know you've been hurt. I will not do that to you. I loved you first. You didn't love me first. I love you. Jesus says this, I'll never leave you. I will never leave you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Put your faith in me. Put your hand in my hand. You can trust me. You can trust me. You can trust me.
Well, he's our model, isn't he? Amen. The language of love. We done, Raj? Let's thank the Lord for this crazy book, crazy message. Come on. Crazy!